Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to WKRM 103.7 FM. It's now time for Front Porch Happenings with Delk Kennedy.
All right, welcome in Front Porch Happenings. My name is Delk Kennedy. This is the time each week when we talk on this station about what's happening in Columbia, Maury County, Southern Middle Tennessee in the coming weekend, weeks to come, and there's always a lot going on. My co-host is with me, James Dickinson, also affectionately known as Coach James Dickinson. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kennedy. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Beautiful day outside. Got some great people in here today, too.
We got a great weekend coming up, too, don't we?
Yes, it's going to get hot tomorrow. They set up in the mid-80s tomorrow.
All right, time to get out there and fish or something. We have with us several folks this morning. And we're going to get to a whole lot of things that are going on. First, I want to introduce James Pearson. He's the pastor of the New Song Church. That's right here on Zion Road in Columbia, Tennessee. But it's really about halfway between Mount Pleasant and Columbia.
It's right in the middle.
There you go. All right. Y'all have got something special coming up. Praise Fest, a week from tomorrow, Saturday, May the 4th. Tell us about it.
It's going to be an all-day music event. The first act goes on at noon, but the gates open at 10. We've got about 40 arts and crafts vendors there. We got food trucks. We got a kid zone for the kids, bouncy houses, a petting zoo, face painting. And so we're looking forward to the musical acts. We've got Gospel Mule, Catch Fire, Modern Day Cure, Adriana Acosta, and then Rhett Walker, who's a national recording artist, will be going on the stage. And then following Rhett will be Mac Powell, former lead singer of Third Day.
And that'll be there at the New Song Church, which is, the address is 2585 Zion Road. But like you said, it's about go down 431. It's about halfway between Columbia and Mount Pleasant.
That's right.
And so the music, the gates open at 10. And the music starts at noon and goes till...
He's supposed to wrap up at 9 o'clock. He wanted to make sure we have a good light show. So it should be a great day. The weather forecast is looking really good right now.
All right. You're going to have food trucks, a kid zone, a petting zoo, and arts and crafts vendors.
That's correct.
That's a big day.
Yeah. Yeah, this is our second annual event. We did it last year. We had Colton Dixon. And we had 806 people on our grounds. We've got 20 acres there at the church, and so we're looking forward to having a big crowd.
Now, is there an admission?
There is. Tickets right now, we had a bunch of discounts, but tickets right now are $35 for an adult ticket. We do have a student ticket, and then kids under 12 are free.
And where do you go to get those tickets?
You can go to newsongpraisefest.com. We've got a Facebook page as well, and it will direct you right to Square where you can buy your tickets.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And will tickets be available at the gate?
Yes, sir, they will.
Okay, so get your ticket online. And that website one more time?
It's newsongpraisefest.com.
Get your ticket online now or get a ticket at the gate. Come on out and enjoy a big day. This is for the entire family, isn't it?
Absolutely. It'll be a fun day for everybody.
Wow.
Peter?
Yes, sir.
Hats off to you and your crew out there, Rick Sykes and all y'all spent a lot of money, put this event on. This is a big event.
It is, you know, and one of the things that makes this special, we're a church, we run about 60 church members. So this is a big undertaking. And we started asking the question, the Lord's blessed our church with 20 acres and we're right there off the bypass. And it was like, what can we do to do something for our community and utilize this land that the Lord has given us? And so we started this last year, and we felt like we want to continue it. So, of course, it needs community support to keep it going.
It really does. And this right here, the music, you won't get any better spiritual music than this for our younger generation. And this is what our younger generation needs. I'd love to see that place packed to the max out there. And I hope you keep driving and making this thing bigger and better every year, because this is special for Maury County.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
That's the way we look at it.
Wow. Best of luck to you. You've got some big names, some good music, a lot of fun things to do.
Yeah.
Starting at 10 o'clock this Saturday.
Next Saturday.
A week from Saturday.
Right.
May 4th, 10 o'clock. Music starts at noon, goes till 9 o'clock that night.
And I encourage anyone that has never been to one of these Praise Fests, go watch it. You'll be blessed. You'll be happy, person when you lead that place, watching these youth get involved with the music guys and singers, and it's just a true blessing.
Yeah. Let me share one more thing. We did something just kind of like we just thought it was something to do. We put up a big cross made out of 6x6 timbers, and we put a hammer attached to it, and we put little index cards, 3x5s, and we just said, you know, if you've got a burden, nail it to the cross. And we probably had 200 folks nail stuff, and we took those and we put them on a bulletin board in the church, and we've just encouraged folks all year long to just pick one out and just pray. And I mean, there was kids with burdens, there was adults with burdens, and you know, and I think that's one of the things that we don't think about these events doing. We go and we look for what we can get out of it. But man, some of these folks, they don't have anybody to talk to. So we've got a counseling tent, we got people that will talk with them, pray with them, encourage them. And so like you say, they can come away blessed, and I just feel really encouraged.
That's awesome.
That is. All right. Peter Searson with Praise Fest and the new song Church right here halfway between on the bypass, halfway between Columbia and Mount Pleasant, May the 4th. And that website one more time.
NewSongPraiseFest.com.
There we go.
And you can hear their advertising for this event on the radio during the course of the day. Mm-hmm. In the evening time, we're playing some good spots they made for us, some spots of some of the entertainers that they're singing some of their music on the radio right now. So if you get a chance, listen to it and go support this. This is great. Thank you again, Peter.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to all things Mount Pleasant. Haverly Pennington, director of Main Street Mount Pleasant, is here with us. Haverly, good morning.
Good morning.
Whoops. Let me turn on your microphone. Hang on. Hey, you're on number...
Four.
All right. Now you're on.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
All right. How are you?
Good. Well, this weekend, we are celebrating Breckenridge Baby's 7th birthday, and they are going to be having tons of deals in the store and lots of celebration tomorrow. So you can shop from 10 a.m. to 5, and they are right on the square downtown Mount Pleasant. So go check it out if you're looking for children's clothing preemie to size 14.
Breckenridge Babies sort of become known, has become known far and wide for their fantastic children's clothes.
They have. They have a large following here locally, but they also really have blown it out on social media and really connected with that mom online, and have done a great job selling online as well.
And what will people find tomorrow if they attend?
So they will be running different deals throughout the day, and so they aren't announcing those savings ahead of time because they're so big. So you'll have to check it out in store tomorrow.
And that's Breckenridge Baby right there on the square in downtown Mount Pleasant.
Correct, just 99 off the square. Public Square.
And the owner operator of the business is Miss Nolan?
She is the founder, and she operates the business, Kendra Nolan, yes.
I have a love for her husband. Drew, I got to coach
family.
Him in football, and he's just a great guy.
He is. They are a great mm-hmm. family. So we're excited about that. We also had last weekend our first Music on the Porch, which even with the cold, it was a great turnout. And the next Music on the Porch is going to be May 18th at 7 p.m. at 206 Pleasant Street. And the headliner is the Music City Rhythm Connection. It's kind of an R&B blues. And there's going to be food trucks. They're going to have the cigar truck back and ice cream for the kids. And it's just a great community event to come. So bring your lawn chairs. It's free to the community.
Last weekend was packed.
It was packed. I mean, it was chilly too, but they came in droves.
The lawn, the front yard, it was packed with lawn chairs and people. I couldn't believe how many people was there.
Yeah.
Let's explain Music on the Porch, though, because this is another Mount Pleasant thing that's become known far and wide. It's very popular. Y'all do it every year. And how does it work? It goes to somebody's front porch.
Correct. So there are different historic homes throughout Mount Pleasant that host each month, May through October, and they have a special headliner at each of the porches, and that family sponsors the event, and it's just a great, fun community event to gather together, and without any kind of fee or anything. It's just free for the community. It's a great family-friendly event.
And Mount Pleasant is such a gorgeous place. Tree-lined streets, sidewalks, And that's where
a lot of historic homes, and it's nice to showcase those during these events.
All right, again, the next one is
May 18th, 7 p.m. at 206 Pleasant Street. And if you want more information about all of the events or just as things get closer, there's a Music on the Porch Facebook page that you can follow. And we also will be promoting that on the Visit Mount Pleasant TN Facebook and Instagram.
All right. And there's no charge for Music on the Porch.
No charge. It's all paid for by sponsors within the community. So.
Yeah, it's just a community event.
It is.
That's awesome. How long has that been going on now? Years.
You know, years. I don't know the exact number, but years. And it just, every year it keeps growing and growing. And actually, I've heard so many stories over the past couple months of people that came to Music on the Porch with a friend and then ended up falling in love with Mount Pleasant and moving there. So it's just really neat.
That's not surprising at all. Yeah, not surprising. It's a great community. What else is going on in Mount Pleasant?
So the event I'm most excited about is our Touch a Truck event on June 1st. It's from 10 a.m. to 1. We have 13 trucks planned. We're going to be shutting down the square and Haylong Avenue, and we're going to be lining them up. We'll have food trucks. There's going to be tons of activities from face painting to games. We're also going to be having story time that's themed with each type of truck throughout the event. And this is to kick off the summer reading program with the Mount Pleasant Library. There is not a summer reading program within the schools through the summer, so they have taken on that program. And it's just a great way to really promote literacy for kids during the summertime whenever they may not be reading. So there will be giveaways and raffles and opportunities to sign up for that program. And it's free to the community, so I hope you'll come out and bring your kids. It's going to be a really fun day.
And again, that date is
June 1st, and everything kicks off at 10 a.m., and it goes until 1.
June 1st, and let's see, June 1st is a
Saturday.
There we go. All right. Yep. And now, tell us a little bit about what Touch a Truck is. And I got a feeling that I have an 8-year-old grandson who would love to touch a truck, I imagine. Yeah.
So all the trucks will be open, and the kids will have an opportunity to get up in the trucks, you know, test them out, not literally, but, you know, kind of get around in there, roam around and see what it's like. And they'll also get an opportunity to speak with the drivers of the trucks, which I think is really great because you're kind of like sparking that interest with kids of maybe a future career. So
we're talking like fire trucks, dump trucks.
We're going to have fire trucks, dump trucks, tractors, TWRA trucks, the big bucket truck from the Bauer company. I mean, any kind of large, the trash truck. I mean, we're going to have any kind of large vehicle you can think of.
Fun.
Yeah, so we're really excited.
You've got a first grader who's going to enjoy that, too.
I do. He's thrilled. So, come on out, bring your family. It's free to everyone. So
there we go. And that's on the square in Mount Pleasant on June 1st, which is a Saturday. What time does it get started?
10 a.m.
And goes till?
Till 1 p.m.
Okay.
Yep. So if you want more information on that event, follow Visit Mount Pleasant TN on both Instagram and Facebook. We'll have information regarding the event.
There you go. What else is going on in Mount Pleasant?
So the last event I'm going to talk about, we are celebrating our 200th year in Mount Pleasant, which is hard to believe. And we want to do it with a bang. So we are hosting a bicentennial fireworks show on July 4th, on the July 4th. And it's
going to
be.
What day does that fall on this year?
Thursday. All right. Yeah. And the show will start at 7 p.m. We'll have treat type food trucks down there, but in a small kid zone. But the big thing is going to be the fireworks, and you can see them from the square. So we're going to be just doing something different. They've never had a fireworks show in Mount Pleasant. This is a first. So we thought, what better time to do it than your 200th birthday?
All right. 200th birthday of Mount Pleasant. Fireworks on the square on July 4th.
Yep.
That's all American.
It is.
And Mount Pleasant is an all American town. There's no doubt about that. All right. So that's, I'm sure you'll be back next week with even
more
fun.
We'll be back with more details.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Haverly
Pennington. Thanks for having me.
Oh, right, glad you're here.
Let's ask, tell us what's going on here at the Riverside Drive. Don't y'all participate in the farmer's market?
Yes, sir.
And that's just kicking back off.
So tomorrow the farmer's market is from 10 to 12, but next week we kick out the full market. And the farmer's market is every Saturday year round, but next Saturday it will be from 8 a.m. to noon. So they're extended hours, but you can still shop tomorrow from 10 to 12.
Now, what does you and your husband bring to the farmer's market? What exactly do y'all bring and sell? I know y'all out there.
So our farm is 1822 Farms. We sell pasture-raised beef. Everything is born and raised on our farm from birth to slaughter. So it's truly pasture to plate. So we are there every week. We sell everything by the cut. So it's the perfect time to pull that grill out and get to cooking.
We love the grill.
All right, 1822 Farms, but you're talking about the Columbia Farmers Market.
The Columbia Farmers Market.
Riverwalk Park.
Riverwalk Park, 102 Riverwalk Drive, or Riverside Drive, excuse me. and it is from 10 to 12 tomorrow, and then the big market kicks off next Saturday.
And that goes all summer.
All summer.
Yeah, starting at 8 o'clock.
8 a.m.
Oh,
yep.
Boy. All right, some good beef and those summer fruits and vegetables are coming.
Yep, everything's starting to come in now. Last week, strawberries were in, and so I think we're going to have an early season this year with things, it seems like.
All right, let's take a commercial break here, and then we will be back with more of what's going on in Columbia, Murray County, Southern Middle Tennessee in the week to come and weeks to come.
Hello, my name is Zach Maddox. I'm a proud third-generation owner-operator of Columbia Paint and Wall Cover, founded by my grandfather, Ralph Maddox, in 1946. Now I am honored to continue the legacy as owner-operator today. We offer a variety of paint and wall covering products, but our passion is customer service. We can offer many personalized services and can come out to your house or business if needed. Visit us at our store downtown Columbia at 1114 Carmack Boulevard or online at paintcolumbia.com.
WKRM 103.7 FM and 1340 AM Columbia. They have all my favorite hits right here.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
I am Jack Blackstone.
And I'm Emery Blackstone.
Together, we are Greenway Tech Repair. Tired of slow computers, cracked phone screens, and fancy home electronics you don't know how to use? We can help.
We provide local on-site services as well as remote troubleshooting for any job, no matter how large or small, from computers and laptops to mobile devices and home electronics.
We Blackstone brothers are eager to serve our community. Find us on Facebook at Greenway Tech Repair or by phone at 931-388-2691.
That's on Facebook at Greenway Tech Repair or by phone at 931-388-2691.
Murray County volunteer firefighters provide fire and rescue services to Murray County residents like you. I'm Savannah Madison, Public Information Officer with Murray County Fire. Our department serves over 600 square miles, and as a volunteer department, we rely on community donations to operate. You can also support by joining our department. We help you obtain the certifications to become a support member or firefighter. Learn more about making a tax-deductible donation or becoming a firefighter at murraycountyfiretn.org. That's murraycountyfiretn.org.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
Hey music fans, get ready to celebrate faith and fellowship as New Song Church presents Praise Fest 2024 featuring former lead singer of the band Third Day, Matt Powell. Also featuring Rhett Walker. Other artists include Modern Day Cure, Adrian Acosta, Gospel Mule, and Catch Fire. It all happens on May 4th. For tickets and information, visit NewSongPraiseFest.com. That's NewSongPraiseFest.com.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Attention radio listeners, Mother's Day is around the corner. So are graduations, confirmations, birthdays, and more. This is Jenny at Tillis Jewelry, and we are here to help. Not only have we created a fun new collection of birthstone stack rings handmade in-house, but if you get here in time, we can even get special items made in time for your event. Ask us about our posh new travel jewelry case, available for a limited time. Tillis Jewelry, your friendly hometown jewelers at 105 West 7th Street in Columbia.
I love this station.
Absolutely love the station.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are the best.
It is the best station.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
All right, we're back. This is Front Porch Happenings. I'm Del Kennedy. This is the time and station. Each week we talk about what's going on in Columbia, Maury County, in southern Middle Tennessee, in the weekend, week and weeks to come, and there is always so much going on. My co-host is with me, James Dickinson, Coach James Dickinson. How you doing, Coach?
Oh, we're lovely today. It's Friday, sunshining. Got a big live remote tomorrow that trips Ace. We're going to be out there from 11 to 1 playing music and interviewing folks and eating some good beef tomorrow. They're going to have a lot of cookout tomorrow. The Ace Hardware, the big green egg manufacturers come in and do some cooking off the big green egg, and so it's gonna be fun.
I'll be there. That's gonna be a big time. Yeah, we'll be doing a remote out there and enjoying some good food and good company.
Oh yeah. And you know, if you haven't been to Ace Hardware lately, Trips Ace, now they remodeled the store on the inside and made it more chopper friendly, and it's just a great store. We're blessed to have that in Columbia, Tennessee. Ace is one of them pioneer businesses that all small towns had for many, many years, and they're coming back at a big pace right now. So it's neat out there. It's nice, clean, and good people working there too.
Of course, it's Tripp's Ace Hardware because Tripp Stoltz is the owner and he runs it.
He does a great job.
Does a great job. And Ace, most of you are familiar with it, I imagine, but it's just an old fashioned hardware store where you've got clerks in there who know the business. They know about chainsaws. They know about paints. They know about it's the kind of place you can walk in and say, you know, I got a thingamajig that needs a jig-a-ma-jig, and it's sort of shaped like this, and they'll go, back here on aisle 6, we'll get that for you.
Exactly. Great service.
That's the kind of place they are. All right, we are covering the county today, and Hampshire, folks from Hampshire are here with us. We've got Carol Denny from Hampshire. How are you doing, Carol?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having us.
You may want to pull that microphone back a little farther toward you. There you go.
There we go.
All right, and Marina Darling.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right. Now, y'all are going to have a farmer's market in Hampshire.
Yes, sir. We already started 2 weeks ago. Was our first Tuesday market that we do. We've been doing the Tuesday market now. This is our fifth year. And it has moved this year to the Highland Rome Blueberry Farm, which we are just so thrilled and excited to share with people. It's a beautiful, beautiful biodynamic blueberry farm run by Deanna Natty and right off there off of Hampshire Pike, 4443. Hampshire Pike.
And is that you just go through Hampshire and it's about a mile on your left?
That's right. After you pass the sign that says Hampshire and stuff, and you'll see it. We've got flags out there and she's got a nice sign. And once you go to that driveway, I've not been to another farmer's market like it. It's just a really beautiful place. Rows of beautiful blueberries. We got a creek in the back and we're set up undercover and it is really beautiful.
All right. And so Tuesdays, April through September, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you're going to start in June with Saturdays as well from 9 to 1 p.m.
Yes, and that's the Saturday markets are really fun. We always have food trucks there and live music. So our Saturday is it's a little bit different than Tuesday. They're both really fun, but it's a little more families come out and they kind of spend a long time there. and eat their breakfast, and because we've got food trucks, and they have coffee with us, and they sit and they listen to music and stuff. So it's not just in and out for shopping. So it's
You've got live music as well.
Yeah, on Saturdays.
On the Saturday.
When we start on Saturday, June 1st.
Yeah, it's a great place to just disconnect because there is no cell service. There is no Wi-Fi. So just leave the phones. Come disconnect, hang out, have conversation, meet your community, hang out in the creek. That's where you find me if my table's not busy. I'm down in the creek with boys playing.
Oh, wow.
Just hang out, relax, enjoy, get to know your neighbors.
Get unplugged.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we have a Facebook page and event page you can find us at. And we also have on Instagram, so you can see pictures and you can see some of our vendors and kind of see what it's like before you come.
So Facebook, Instagram, the Hampshire Farmers Market.
Yes.
Okay. And presently, it's April through September. It's 3 to 6 p.m.
Tuesdays, yes.
At Tuesdays at the Highland Realm Blueberry Farm, which is about a mile past Hampshire on the left. And starting on June 1st, in addition to the Tuesday's farmer's market, you will have a Saturday farmer's market from 9 to 1.
Yes.
And we're talking vegetables, meats, eggs, baked goods, fruits, jams, food trucks, and more.
And live music.
Lots more.
And live music.
And a lot of fun.
With the creek back there and everybody coming in there, I'd say Saturdays, there's nobody leaving at 1.
That's true.
Yeah, we're going to hang around.
It's a wonderful place. And the kids are always out playing in the creek and roaming around, running around. It's a lot of space. It's a lot more space than we've had in the previous years. And
what creek is it down there? You remember the name of it?
Is it the Big B?
I don't know. Does that run through her backyard?
That's probably Kathy's Creek.
Big B's or Kathy's one.
That's Kathy's Creek, I think.
Yeah. It's not Kathy's Creek because I'm off Kathy's Creek.
Well, it winds around in there.
Yeah. In her back, maybe it's Kathy's Creek. You know what? We're going to text Deanna after this and ask her, what is this creek called?
Well, either that or it's probably something that flows into Kathy's Creek.
It's a fun creek. That's all I know.
There you go.
It's hard to get the kids out.
We're just going to call it Fun Creek.
It's fun. It's a great time.
Hard to get the vendors out, too, some days.
Yes.
There we go. It's happening, folks, in Hampshire, Tennessee. That's awesome. All right, let's talk about Columbia, Tennessee. I've got with me Lexi Dearborn. She's with Visit Columbia. How you doing, Lexi?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm okay, I think. What's going on in Columbia this weekend or next week or in the weeks to come?
Well, I've definitely got a few events that I want to touch on. One of them being Cars and Coffee is back. So they started back up in April. They are going to be happening every third Saturday of the month, so that being the next one, May 18th, and that's from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And if you haven't been out to Cars and Coffee in Columbia, it's a really popular and fun Columbia community event where you can hear live music, sip on some delicious coffee, and see pretty neat cars. I think that's probably the coolest, just the diverse amount of cars that show up and that you get to look at, and overall just being able to connect with the community as well.
And that's right in downtown Columbia at the corner of E7th and Woodland. Yeah, E7th and Woodland. So it's one block off the square.
Yep, right there at the Columbia Motor Alley.
Yeah, and it starts at what time?
Starts at 8 a.m. and goes until 11 a.m.
And the next one is?
May 18th.
All right. That's is there a... Where can people go to get information about that and other things going on in Columbia, Tennessee?
Well, you can always get information about all events that are happening in Columbia on our website, visitcolumbiatn.com. You can also follow us on social media, Visit Columbia, and also for Cars and Coffee specific event information, you can follow Columbia Motor Alley.
All right. What else is going on in Columbia?
Well, also on the third Saturday of every month, we've got the Muletown Flea Market right down here in the Arts District on Glover's Lawn. So that will also be May 18th, the next one, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can head out there to just enjoy shopping from various vendors, listening to live music, spending time with the community, and exploring the Arts District as a whole. There's a lot of really neat businesses down there. Like, for example, Meet Social just opened up in the Columbia Arts Building, and so I've been very excited about that. So just exploring the Arts District as a whole, but the Muletown Flea Market is definitely a fun event to go to every month.
Yeah, I imagine. All right. What is not going on in Coolumbia and Hampshire and Mount Pleasant? It's great. All right, what else?
So next we've got the Mid-South Live Steamers are having their spring meet coming up Thursday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each day. And that's in Murray County Park.
And those are the little mini trains that the children get to ride on.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So they only open up to the public a couple times a year and offer these rides. So it's definitely just a fun, family-friendly event, and kiddos love it. So you definitely don't want to miss out.
Most folks, I think, are familiar with the little mini train tracks running around out there in Murray County Park. And the children just line up and ride that train, and the train blows the horn, and it's all just so big time.
Absolutely.
All right, what else?
So next we've got the Athenaeum is having their free tour day on Sunday, May 5th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So if you've never toured the Athenaeum or have toured it and just want to tour it again and just want to learn more about that really neat historic Athenaeum home, definitely head out Sunday, May 5th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. They'll also have refreshments available.
And this is a free tour?
Yes. Okay. It's their free tour day.
Oh, wow. Athenaeum's a neat place. Another neat thing in downtown Coolumbia.
I know. One more thing that I want to touch on is the Polk Home has started up their Family of Influence walking tour again for this year. So if you're not sure what that is, this walking tour takes you through downtown Coolumbia and features the history of the town through stories told about the Polk family. And I've personally taken this tour, and it is so neat because I've toured the Polk home as well, and that's also a must if you've never done it. But being able to walk around downtown Coolumbia and picture history as it happened, not only at the Polk home with the Polk family, but all throughout Coolumbia, and just being able to try and visualize that is a really neat experience. So they are doing that every other Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. or p.m. Sorry, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
There we go.
Not that long.
Yep.
But it's actually, they have a tour tomorrow. But May's dates will be May 11th and May 25th.
So tomorrow, May 11th and May 25th, every other Saturday.
Yes.
And let's see, is there a website or you need tickets for this one, right?
Yes. And you can learn more about this again on our website, All Things Coolumbia. Visit ColumbiaTN.com. And you can also visit the Polk Homes website to purchase those tickets for the tour.
And do you know how much those are?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, so I don't want to tell you the wrong answer.
All right.
But if you visit their website, you'll definitely be able to find all that information.
That's the Polk home. I've heard you're not the first person who said what a great tour that is.
It's absolutely phenomenal. It's just so interesting and just another neat way to learn more about the history of Coolumbia.
All right. What else?
Well, stepping aside from events that are happening in Coolumbia, and one more thing to add, just I know I've mentioned just a few events that we have going on, but there are so many events happening all the time in Coolumbia. I could sit here and talk for hours, but I'm not going to do that. But live music happening all the time. But again, you can find all that information on visitcolumbiatn.com and follow us on social media at Visit Coolumbia. But moving on from that, I do want to touch on the special census that the city is going to be conducting. So I think, as we all know, Coolumbia is growing so much, and the city's population has grown quite a bit since the 2020 census. So the city is implementing a special census to get an accurate population count to help secure essential funds for the city services and infrastructure. And currently, the Census Bureau is recruiting field representatives, and that pay would be $16.95 per hour. So right now they're recruiting for the field representatives, and that will be starting. The actual census will take place August through November 24th, but they're doing that recruiting right now. And you can learn more at ColumbiaTN.com and click on Special Census, and that'll take you to the page where you can learn all about the Special Census, what's happening, how you can get involved, and the link to apply if you're interested in that field representative position.
And remind us again the importance of this census.
Yeah, so we had obviously had our normal census in 2020, but as we continue to grow pretty quickly, our population has just increased quite a bit since then. So getting that accurate count with the special census will allow the city to be able to get some more money to be able to fund city services and infrastructure and just make overall improvements to the city with that money.
All right. Of course, the decennial census is done by the federal government. I think it's in the Constitution every 10 years.
Right.
But this is an interim special census.
Yes. And it's still conducted with the Census Bureau.
Okay. All right. What's not going on in Columbia, Tennessee? All right, folks. We're going to take another break here, and then we'll be back.
This is Coach Darius Goff from Columbia Central Football, and you are listening to the home of the Columbia Central Lions, 1340 and 103.7 WKRM.
WKRM 103.7 FM, your home for great music.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
New beats are loaded in 3, 2, 1.
People often ask about the initials after mine and Monty's names. Those initials are CFP, Certified Financial Planner. As a CFP, we will do our best to help you in the attainment of your financial goals while protecting those assets with proper insurance coverage. We encourage the team approach of holistic financial planning by working alongside your CPA and attorney. This is Gay Pike with Caledonian Financial in historic downtown Columbia.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through NBC Securities Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you have trees that need trimming?
Hey Columbia, this is Trip from Trip's Ace Hardware. I'd like to invite you to our Spring Day and Remodel Celebration on Saturday, April 27th. We will have grilling demos, free food tastings, and a gift with any $10 purchase. Come see our new store, new garden center, and all our new merchandise. We are located next to Legends on James Campbell Boulevard. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, we're back. This is Front Porch Happenings. I'm Del Kennedy. This is the Time and Station. Each week we talk about what's going on in Columbia, Murray County, Southern Middle Tennessee, in the weekend, week and weeks to come. And we have covered the county today. We've been from Hampshire to Mount Pleasant to Columbia, and it's been a lot of fun. I've got a message here from George Hamilton V, who has a show every Sunday night right here on this station at 7 p.m. First, at 6 p.m., you have the Wood Songs, the old-time radio hour, which is a fantastic show from Lexington, Kentucky. And then at 7, George comes on with Americana Central Time. George Hamilton writes that this Sunday night on George Hamilton V's Americana Central Time radio show on WKRM at 7 p.m., live music and conversation with singer-songwriter Justin Bowman and band, live music and convo with rising country artist Presley Tennant, dubbed a vocal powerhouse by Taste of Country and People magazine, states Presley is quickly proving that she is a wild card in the country music industry. Plus, One Tale at a Time with Marshall McGall from his acclaimed book, Tales from the Backwoods Z, that's all about Mount Pleasant. Rip-roaring storytelling about the goings-on and growing up in marvelous Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Tune in to George Hamilton V's Americana Central Time live performance radio show on WKRM Radio and WKRMRadio.com Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, direct from Columbia, Tennessee. And I've got with me again my co-host, James Dickinson, affectionately known as Coach. Coach, what's going on in sports this weekend?
We got NASCAR racing this weekend. You have middle schools around here in Maury County finishing up the middle school tournaments. And congratulations on Cully Oka Warriors last night. They beat the team out of Pulaski, Tennessee, and they moving on in the tournaments. The big middle school tournaments start 29th of next week, and they'll start their first rounds of their tournament. The winners of that tournament will advance on and play a little farther down the road. Of course, it's getting where all the middle school sports, soccer, track, softball, baseball is at wrapping up the next 3 to 4 weeks. The high schools are getting towards the end of their time, and they'll start playing their district and area tournaments and moving on to the state tournament over in Murfreesboro called the Spring Fling. But that pretty much wraps up the sports for right now. Little League is going full swing out here at the ballpark. We'll be carrying some games next week live. Next week with Lou Maddox will be the guy that's calling the game. So we love Little League. It's an exciting time. These young kids get out there and have a blast playing ball.
And we're going to be live streaming some of those games where you can watch them on either our Facebook page or on our website or Twitter and Twitch, I think. What's going to be live streamed this, you know, next week?
I know Columbia Central girls softball. I think they got senior night tonight, and it'll be live streamed tonight and played on live stream. Next week, we've determined on which games we're going to live stream next week. We'll let you know.
Yeah, you can watch the game live, or you can come back later on Facebook or our website, and you can watch it later by clicking on the link to the live stream, and it'll be archived there.
Yeah, most definitely. If you are here listening to the show today, if your business are considering a possibility wanting to be a part of this live stream advertising broadcast, give me a call at 931-446-2028. We'd love to sit down and talk to you and your team about it. It's real popular, and everybody's watching it, loves it. And everywhere we go, Delk, man, we're watching the game and listening to the broadcast. We love that. So we're getting a lot of likes on this thing right now.
Right. And Coach and I put together a video ad for you to run on those live streams.
Most definitely.
Yeah. We've gotten pretty good at it. All right. And we'll do that for you. That's a part of the package. And it's always fun to make those videos and see them get put up on the live stream.
It is.
All right. At last but not least is Jay Powell in Columbia, today's Columbia Daily Herald. Every Friday, Jay writes a column in the Columbia Daily Herald about what's going on in Columbia, Maury County, southern middle Tennessee in the weekend, week and weeks to come. And number one on his list this week is Antique and Garden Market at the Factory. It's that time of year for getting outdoors, especially those with green thumb, and an opportunity to upgrade the home garden. The Factory in downtown Columbia will host an Antiques and Garden Market this weekend, taking place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. The market will feature a carefully curated collection of patio and garden antiques, as well as professionals on site to provide all sorts of horticultural education and items. Number two, now this is a new one, I think, stand-up comedy in Columbia. Columbia's got laughs this weekend as comedians take the stage for a night of jokes at multiple spots. The Mule House will host Texas funny man Willie Lee Martin, the king of Cowtown, 8 o'clock tonight, Friday. Tickets $20 to $25 and available at themulehouse.com. The Black Fox Lounge, formerly known as the Rusty Duck on Riverside Drive, will host Catch D's Joke starting at 7 p.m. tonight, Friday. Tickets are $20 general admission, and you've got some upgrades for front row and VIP booth seating as well. Catch D's Joke's performers will include headliner Belly Button, as well as featuring Jerry Holiday, Crystal Majors, Kayla McGraw, Allie Newsom, and host C.J. Watson. Number three, Bug Out Honeybee at Animal Rescue. Bug Out at Honeybee Animal Rescue. Have a kid who is into creepy crawlies, or maybe have a fascination yourself for what lurks within the bug world. Hidden Bee Animal Rescue, Carter's Creek Pike, will host a bug adventure from 10 a.m. till noon tomorrow, Saturday. Guests will dive into the world of bugs, interacting with live insects such as worms, beetles, praying mantis, ladybugs, and more. There will be a hands-on learning experience, which includes Honeybee's Worm Farm, teaching visitors all about the life cycle of insects and how they play a part in our daily lives. Space is limited, so sign up by visiting hblearning.com. That's capital H, capital B-E-E-L, learning, hblearning.com. Tickets are $35 for ages 5 and up. Number four, the Prior Art Gallery, K-12 exhibition final, K-12 art exhibition final weekend. The Prior Art Gallery at Columbia State Community College here in Columbia will have its final showing of its K-12 art exhibition this Friday. That's today. The exhibit, which is free and open to the public, will open at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. today, featuring works of art created by local Maury County Public School students, as well as a few young artists from Zion Christian Academy. Our dedicated art teachers are excited to show off their students' diverse work. Lisa Hoffman, Prior Arts Gallery curator, said this is a fun show, seeing the progression from K through 12 in arts education. Number five, live entertainment. Yonder Grove will be at McCreary's Irish Pub at 7 o'clock tonight, Friday. Ellen Bain will perform at Grinder Switch Winery on North Garden Street, 6 p.m. tonight, Friday. Shannon McHugh will perform at McCreary's Irish Pub in downtown Columbia starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday. The Laura Drake Band will perform at the Boondocks starting at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday. Ball Colonel will perform at Fozzie's Bar and Grill in Spring Hill, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Saturday. Deshane will perform at the Rebel Bar and Grill, 4 p.m. on Sunday. Coach, I think I'm out of everything. What about you?
That was a full hour. We had a great show today.
Almost.
Great guest. Excited.
Yeah, we did.
Columbia, Tennessee is a dimple of the universe. It is happening in Columbia, Tennessee.
It was really fun to go from Mount Pleasant to Hampshire to Columbia.
It is.
There's so much going on. That was fun. All right. We will see you next week, this time, this station, to do it all again.